Hey, welcome back to our segment, Out of the Tower, where each week we sit down with Dr. George Robinson and we just talk about, you know, how do we live practically on mission where God's placed us. We try to really give some practical handles, trying to boil down some of the complex things we teach on campus into some more bite-sized chunks. And so this season, we've been really equipping people to be church planters. So, George, what's next in our process?
Yeah, so we've used as the framework, Dr. Hildreth, the core missionary task, the IMB has articulated: entry, evangelism, disciple-making, gathering together, leadership development, partnership, and exit. And so we've worked our way through various tools and training mechanisms in order to get at that. This week we're going to be talking through a disciple-making strategy called the Basic Commands of Jesus.
All right, let's hear them.
So yeah, I was mentored by a man who just recently went to be with the Lord, Dr. George Patterson, in my doctoral studies. And one of the things that really struck me about him is that he would take really profound concepts and be able to articulate them in a simple, reproducible way. Mm. And where he learned that was when he himself served on the mission field in the country of Honduras for about 30 years. He ended up working with semi-literate mountain pastors in Honduras, and they asked him the question one time, the Great Commission says we should teach them to obey everything that Jesus commanded. And then one of the pastors said, but at the end of John's gospel, he says, if everything Jesus taught were written down into books, the whole world couldn't contain the knowledge, right?
Yeah.
So how do we do that? And so Dr. Patterson said, well, let's open our Bibles and let's go through the four Gospels and let's write down every single command.
Wow.
Do this or don't do that, right? And so as they went through all four Gospels and wrote down those commands, they found that there were close to 300 of those imperative commands, but there was a lot of repetition. And these semi-literate, untrained mountain pastors began to put those things into groups with one another, and they came up with the basic commands of Jesus. It's not everything Jesus taught, but here are the basic commands.
Okay.
Repent, believe, and receive the Holy Spirit. That's one command,
right?
Okay. Because, honestly, when we talk about justification, it involves repentance, faith, and God has promised to give us the Spirit. So repent, believe, and receive the Holy Spirit. The second is be baptized, right? Mm. And so early on in the history of the church, Peter proclaims the message of the gospel in Acts chapter 2. He says, repent and
be baptized,
right? So repent, believe, and receive the Holy Spirit. Be baptized, celebrate the Lord's Supper, and worship God. And so I don't separate those two. I actually usually teach those together because the Lord's Supper initially in the church was the center of the service, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a rearticulation of the gospel that we should go through every time that we gather together in order to express our ongoing need for what Christ has done. The fourth is to love God and to love others. Obviously, Jesus said the greatest command is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. The second is like it, which means that it's not disconnected from. Love your neighbor as yourself.
Right.
The next one is to pray at all times for all things. You think through all of the times Jesus taught on prayer in the four Gospels. Mm. Pray for those who persecute you. Pray for your enemies. Pray for laborers for the harvest. So the idea is to consistently pray for all things at all times, like to establish a life of rhythmed prayer. The next one is to give generously of your time, talent, and treasure. And so generosity is the heartbeat. A life that is attuned to God and right relationship with God is going to be a generous life, not just with our money, but with our time, which is our most precious resource, and with our talents, the skills that God has given to us. And then finally, the last one is to make disciples by teaching others to obey.
Great.
So let me work back through those
real
quick. Repent, believe, and receive the Holy Spirit. Be baptized. Celebrate the Lord's Supper and worship God. Love God and love others. Pray at all times for all things. Give generously of time, talent, and treasure, and make disciples by teaching others to obey. Those are the seven basic commands of Jesus. It's not everything, but man, if you can get a brand new believer into the Scriptures and to discover those commands and how to live in relationship with God as a follower of Jesus and a fisher for men, you've gone a long way as
That's
a disciple
great.
Maker.
Yeah, what a great concept is take these down and begin to work those as your discipleship program.
Yeah.
So
basically, the tail end of the story, those semi-literate pastors go back and begin to teach through the New Testament. And they trained their illiterate church members to memorize those seven commands. And those seven commands became like hooks on which to hang knowledge.
Wow.
And every time they preached, one of the application questions was, which, if any, of the basic commands were highlighted in this text? And they would begin to pile scripture onto those hooks. And so you've got these illiterate people in the mountain churches in Honduras that perhaps knew as much or more about following Jesus than some people who've got bookshelves full of books.
What a great point. Thanks for sharing that with us.
You bet.